It is Jobs Wednesday, and joining us from the Pikes Peak Workforce Center, the one, the only, Tracy Marquess is here. Hello, Tracy.
Good morning, Renee. Mike, how are you?
Oh, we're fantastic. It's great to see you.
It's great to see you.
And I'm so glad you're here so we can talk about this, because it really is an important month, and also kind of raising awareness. It's National Disability Awareness Month. And actually, there is a, it's focusing on folks with disabilities and getting employed, right? And it's a staggering number that are searching for work.
Correct. Currently in our area, the unemployment rate is 3.2. And the recent information that I found on those with disabilities, their unemployment rate is 9.2%. So it's significantly higher than those without disabilities. And it, with it being National Disability Awareness Month, the Pikes Peak Workforce Center has partnered with Independence Center, Division of Vocational Rehabilitation, Rocky Mountain ADA, to really help bring awareness to employers as far as a talent pipeline that those with disabilities can be for your organization. It's a great way to hire and get, you know, stellar employees for your company.
And I mean, we're talking from a wide range of disabilities, of course.
Of course, all different ranges of disabilities. You know, those with disabilities are very determined. They want to be given the chance. They're very much hard workers, and it's giving them the opportunity to be able to succeed in a work environment.
Absolutely. So let's give more details again about this upcoming jobs fair. Again, it's October 16th. What day is that? October 16th is a Wednesday.
It is a Wednesday. Okay. It's from 12 to 3:30, and it's this is the fourth year in a row we've done this. It's our Higher Abilities Career Fair. It's going to be at the Southeast YMCA, once again from 12 to 3:30, and we have over 40 companies that are there to hire those with disabilities.
That's fantastic. So do folks need to get registered for this job fair?
They do not need to be registered, but the information is on our website, ppwfc.org. All the information, location, and list of companies that are attending are also going to be on the website.
So these are companies that have specifically come to Pikes Peak Workforce Center, like, you know, we have jobs, fantastic openings.
Yes. Those who are willing and able to take, you know, hire those with different abilities, really being able to focus on that talent pipeline. We have over 11,000 open positions right now in our region, and this is a great pipeline for companies to look at in hiring and fulfilling those open job positions.
Yeah. Are there any misconceptions that you want to dispel that people have about folks with disabilities?
You know, part of it is they're not going to be able to do their job, but they're very hard worker, they're very determined. There may be some, changes that you have to make, but they're very small and very minimal, depending on the person that you're hiring, but really to look outside the box. And the great thing is we have a lot of community resources that really help focus. The Independence Center is a great place to be able to go to get job assistance and help with some accommodations that you may need. The Pikes Peak Workforce Center is a great neutral place that you can go to, and we can help direct you to the right resources.
Absolutely. And I'm sure, of course, folks with disabilities work through the Pikes Peak Workforce Center all the time.
Correct.
Right?
They do. They walk through our doors every day. We help those with different abilities and to really find jobs and get them the skill sets that they need and to do a job.
And of course, this is one of those job fairs. You show up ready to go.
You do, no matter what. You show up ready to go.
Resumes, right?
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Be ready for your 30-second elevator pitch, and being able to talk to employers. And we're able to help with that, too. If you need help assisting getting ready for the job fair, come visit us.
Yeah, perfect. And more information on your website, right?
On our website, ppwfc.org.
Well, fantastic. Again, October 16th. 12 to 3:30, right?
Correct.
At the YMCA, the South YMCA.
Yes, the Southeast YMCA.
Perfect. Tracy, it's always great seeing
you. Great. Thank you so much.
Thanks for coming in.
All right, thank you.
All right, you're welcome. It is approaching 8:41, KRDO's Morning News.